You may be asking why airlines don't just raise their fares instead of coming up with all those fees. NPR's Wade Goodwin has been asking that, too.
When you fly these days, it certainly doesn't seem like the airline industry is on the verge of collapse. Go to Terminal C at DFW Airport, and the place is packed on a Thursday afternoon.
Welcome to American Airlines Flight 1788, nonstop service to Raleigh-Durham. At this time, they're still cleaning our main cabin, but they are ready for the first-class cabin, rows 3 through 6. You're welcome to board.
The plane's full. The problem is the majority of these passengers are actually costing American Airlines money to fly them to North Carolina.
I don't think we've ever seen the kind of financial stress put on the industry, and I'm including the time after 9/11.
Dan Garten is the executive vice president in charge of marketing at American Airlines. The airline industry used to be a pretty glamorous place to work. These days, it's a marathon in the Mojave. One day, this last June, the price of oil shot up $11 a barrel in about an hour and a half.
For us, it's $80 million per dollar of oil increase. So that day, our costs went up by $880 million. And, you know, in some of Americans' old good years, our total profit would be $880 million. Now, we haven't had that kind of year for a long time.
Imagine being VP in charge of revenue and discovering one afternoon that you're going to need to bring in an extra $1 billion or so to break even. How'd your day go, darling? So here's the question. Why don't the airlines simply raise their airfares so that when an airplane full of paying passengers touches down on the runway, they've made money on the trip?
No, we can raise fares. But if we simply raise fares regardless of what our competitors do, then we find ourselves in a situation of being non-competitive, and I can virtually guarantee you the revenue result for us will be negative.
Here's the thing. The vast majority of Americans' competitors are in the same boat. Only Southwest Airlines is eking out a profit because of advantageous fuel hedges. The other airlines, United, Delta, Continental, US Air, the list goes on, all need to raise fares or they'll go bankrupt. It's as simple as that. Now, federal law prohibits the airline CEOs from colluding to set prices, but the logic and the math are inescapable. Airfares have to go up. So why not go ahead already and stop the bleeding? Dan Garten says they're worried all these full airplanes wouldn't be so full anymore.
It's a laboratory. I can tell you what happens to business demand. I can tell you what happens to leisure demand.
A decade of inexpensive oil and the internet have created this trap for the airlines. Dave Castlevetter with the Air Transport Association also partly blames you, the flying public. When you bring up a travel site on your laptop and click on the button that says list flights by lowest fare, you've done your part to bankrupt some poor foundering carrier.
You click the button that says the best price, the computer will give you just that, the schedule that has the best price. If one carrier's price is a dollar more, that carrier's schedules will not be seen by the customer.
You can see the problem. Airline executives would like to make a profit, but they're busy trying to stay on the first page of the search results. And that's why they've started charging to check luggage, to sit in an aisle seat, etc. Those ancillary fees don't affect your position on the page on Travelocity and Expedia's merciless list of flights by lowest fare. Here's another question. How much would the airlines have to raise their fares in order to make a profit? About 25%. So if a passenger is currently paying, say, $400 for a round-trip ticket, the industry needs that to go up to about $500 round-trip. That will be the discount fare. American Vice President Dan Garten says they're going to bring customers around to this unhappy reality slowly, or at least as slowly as they can, given the fact that they're losing $300 million every quarter.
We actually need them to understand the issues and to sort of accept it and in some ways help us. We need our customers to understand how important American Airlines is to them, air travel is to them, and that, you know, whether it's $15 for your first bag or whatever fee it is, you know, it's not really the big issue. The big issue is, am I going to be able to fly to Los Angeles?
So here's their plan. Over the next several months, the carriers are going to cut capacity and then raise fares. Then when the travel website tells you that it's going to cost $1,800 to take the family to see grandma and you angrily decide the airlines can go jump, Those seats you would have occupied aren't there anymore anyway. But the airlines would like you to remember that Grandma misses you terribly, and a phone call is just not the same. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
If you're flying soon, you can put even more pressure on those troubled airlines. Just go to npr.org to learn ways to find cheaper airfares.